Ravenna as the Dobbin Trouble Cardinals battle the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
38-37, Donovan Trouble driving the baseline, getting by one man, and taking the shot is Jordan Slough, and a foul underneath will send him to the line.
It's the first game of 2014 for Donovan Trumbull while Ravenna is coming off a tournament championship in Pleasanton last weekend. It's the Cardinals and Blue Jays coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Ravenna High School, where the New Tech Seed pregame show gets another week of high school basketball underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you as we get ready for Ravenna and Donovan Trumbull. Our girls' game pits a Ravenna Blue Jay team that comes in at 7-2. Winners of three of their last four ball games. Their two losses come to undefeated second-ranked team in C1 Kearney Catholic, and then they were clipped on the opening game of their holiday tournament before the new year by Centura. Since then, they've beaten Spalding, Spalding Academy, Arapahoe, and Bertrand, three Class D schools. For Donovan Trumbull, they have a record of 3-5 on the season, but look at the teams that they have lost to. Blue Hill, one loss. St. Paul, three losses at 7-3, St. Cecilia undefeated, Sterling 8-2, and then Sandy Creek, who's 7-4. Their wins are over Harvard, Fillmore Central, and McCool Junction. So another conference game here tonight. A lot of conference games left for Donovan Trumbull. They did not play that many in the month of December. In fact, their only conference game was that contest in the first week against St. Paul. So this is only their second conference game of the year, but both teams, 8-9 games, have seen plenty of competition early on. Our boys' game should be an outstanding game tonight. Each team with just one loss, and depending on which poll you look at, both teams are ranked sixth, one in the Omaha World Herald, one in the Lincoln Journal Star, sixth in Class C2. These two boys' teams have played some dandies over the past few seasons, and we expect another good one here tonight. But the girls are up first, and we'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show to look at the starting lineups after this.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those named brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
And as always, we are pleased to have you along, not only here on Classic Hits 98.9, but the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've also got basketball in the Louis Platte Conference on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight as the Kearney Catholic Stars hosting Wood River. And on 1230 KHAS, the Hastings St. Cecilia boys are at Gretna at the bottom of the hour. And again, they're all available on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals, number one is a 5'5 junior, Emma Grosshans. Number four, a 6'1" sophomore in Lauren Heinrichs. Number 5, a 5'3 senior, Jordan Brumman. Number 33, a 5'8 senior, Ashton Mazur. And number 43, 5'11 senior, Kaylee Glover. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is Mark Davis, assisted by Tracy Nelson and Andrea Erke, 3-5 on the season. Now for the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 2 is a 5'3 senior, Kaylin Bassnett. Number 3, 5'7 senior, Sienna Long. Number 12, 5'10 senior is Amy Johnson. Number 20, 5'7 senior, Anna Ripp. And number 23, 5'10 junior, Sydney Kuchera. The head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bowling, Dale Zorb, and Grant Engel. Ravenna is ranked 10th in C2 with a record of 7-2. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better banking. 5 Points Bank in Kearney. More coming up after this timeout.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna. Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Ben Klein, officiating crew here tonight at Ravenna. We're glad to have you along with us as we get ready for high school basketball between the Blue Jays and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. They support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, the traveling black with red trim for Donovan Trumbull and the home white with blue trim for Ravenna. The ball is in the air and the opening tip will be controlled here by the Ravenna Lady Jays. Donovan Trumbull will start off in a man-to-man defense, and Amy Johnson dribbles to the right elbow before kicking it back out top to Anna Ripp. Over to Bassnett. The story tonight will be Donovan Trumbull able to handle Ravenna's pressure when they are on offense, when they're bringing the ball up the floor. If they can deny, and there's a steal, peeking the pocket is Lauren Heinrichs. If they can keep Ravenna in a lower scoring game, they can't put the press on. Driving in, Jordan Brumman. She got our first shot of the game, got by her defender, and nobody helped out. Barry's a little late footer, and Brumman has the first bucket of the ball game here for the Cardinals. Into the front court with it, Ravenna takes it into the left-hand wing, cutting off a couple of picks up top is Long. Doesn't take the three, goes to Johnson to the right-hand corner. Good battle between Kuchera and Glover down in the block. Ravenna will take a lot of threes if you give them to them, and then they're going to want to get it to Kuchera down low in the post. Amy Johnson can kind of go inside or outside as Bassnett drives, forces that shot, no good. Off the heel, the rebound brought down by Glover, and here comes Donovan Trumbull. Into the front court, ball takes a funny hop there, but Brumman grabs it, dumps it into the left-hand corner to Heinrichs, a 6'1 sophomore who can play as a guard. She is defended by Anna Ripp in the Ravenna man-to-man. In the post, they'll get it to Glover. Glover, one-hand jumper, no good. Offensive rebound grabbed there by Grosshans, and a second chance here for Donovan Trumbull. Grosshans on the right wing, puts the ball on the floor, guarded by Long. Up top, they'll go to Heinrichs. 90 seconds in, Heinrichs dribbles into the paint, draws the double team, kicks it out for a three-pointer. Grosshans, it's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Kuchera, and Ravenna wants to run. Outlet pass Long. Ball fake on the three, drop step drives, and kicks it back out to Johnson, who uses her dribble up, and Ravenna will set up the half court. Here's a three-pointer on the way, no good by Rip. Long rebound, comes out in a sea of black, and it's Lauren Heinrichs to grab it out of there for the Cardinals. Her outlet pass trying to go all the way underneath the hoop, overshoots her teammate in Mazur and out of bounds, and that'll be the first turnover for Donovan Trumbull. 2 minutes in, it's 2-0 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. 3-5 on the season, but they did win their last game coming out of the holiday tournament. As you heard, they've had a lot of time off, have not played yet here in 2014. That'll change, though. They get real busy as the pocket of Bassnett is picked, coming off the screen, going in for the layup, and scoring is Hannah Bosch. No, excuse me, is Jordan Brumman. Brumman got that steal, and it's 4-0. In the other way, Bassnett says, take that, right back down the lane, and she'll put the shot up and score. Ravenna's on the board here, 90 seconds into this first quarter of play, 4-2. On the high post, they'll get it left elbow, and our first foul of the game as Kaylee Glover is fouled. So far, Donovan Trumbull moving the ball well. Bassnett called for the foul. That's the first foul of the game on either team. So Donovan Trumbull to throw it in from underneath their own hoop. Kick it out on the left wing to Grosshans. Back into corner for the three-pointer. That's going to come up just a little bit short. Rebound is tapped, and it ends up top to Grosshans. She'll drive, and as she gets to the hoop, a block shot tied up there by Sienna Long. And the arrow will point the way of Donovan Trumbull. So they'll maintain possession. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney Ravenna Trumbull on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Heinrichs gets it on the inbound into the corner. Short jumper is on the way by Brumman. That time it won't go, but the ball kicked out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by Donovan Trumbull. So 3 minutes in, it's 4-2. Cardinals with the lead, both buckets by Jordan Brumman. And Kaylin Bassnett will run the point here. As soon as she gets to midcourt, fires it to Johnson, who puts up a quick three. That's no good. Rebound brought down on the backside by Brumman. Jordan looks down the floor, but there's nobody to get it to. So across the timeline she comes, tries to dribble between defenders, and has it knocked away. Donovan Trumbull's second turnover. Ravenna also has two. Fast into the left-hand corner to Rip. She drives, dishes it off underneath. There's Kuchera for the easy jumper. And we are tied at 4. Kuchera left open after Rip drew the double team on that dribble penetration from the left baseline. Brumman off the screen. They're extending a 2-3 zone now. Ball taken away by Rip. Rip up the floor 2-on-2. Got by the defender. Lays it up and in. And a Rip now gives Ravenna their first lead at 6-4 after Donovan got the first two buckets. Now that allows the pressure to be put on. And Ravenna's not really going to pressure Jordan Brumman. They know that she can handle the basketball, this 5'3 senior. And so they're not going to really try and trap her in the backcourt. They're going to try and play solid man-to-man in the half court. Heinrichs drives on Rip, gets to the low block, puts up a wild shot. It's over everything, and Bassnett grabs the loose basketball. Again, that was a good drive, but the shot looked like it just kind of slipped right out of her hands. Long drives right side, hand check foul before she can get to the hoop on Emma Grosshans. First foul of the ball game on Donovan Trumbull. Again, we're not the only game tonight. Not a ton of basketball in the area tonight. Wood River, Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. They're just underway. Into the ball game, Hannah Bosch for Donovan Trumbull, the 5'9 junior. And for Ravenna, Sarah Techmeyer checks into the ball game with Hannah Megrel. 6'4 Ravenna, Techmeyer, free throw line starts to drive, dribbles it off a foot and out of bounds. And the foot that it went off of belonged to a Cardinal. So Ravenna will maintain possession here underneath their own hoop. Bassnett to throw it in. Tries the backside to Techmeyer. Her shot partially blocked in there by Kaylee Glover, who will grab the rebound. And up the floor she'll come. 3-on-3. Dumps it into the corner. A double dribble will be called. Grosshans had it just tipped out of her hands. And then when she grabbed it, she put it down to the floor with both hands. And that'll wave off the bucket. Fourth turnover for Donovan Trumbull. So as we said at the start of this basketball game, that will be the key. Keeping the turnovers down, handling the pressure of these Ravenna Blue Jays. And so far, it really hasn't been full court pressure that's bothered them at all, because Ravenna has just slacked off on that. Here's a screen for Bassnett, drives right side and hits the 12-footer. Taylor with her second bucket, and that's eight in a row for Ravenna to take an 8-4 lead. Brumman quickly gets the ball up the floor. Now has to back away on Meagrel. Gets it inside. Glover drives. Puts the short runner up. No good. Rebound. Glover trying to save it. But as she throws it back into play, nobody can grab it. And it goes into the Ravenna bench. 8-4 Ravenna. 2:57 to go here in the first quarter of play on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Into the front court. The Jays have it between the circles to Meagrel. Switches it over to Rip. Left side, a lot of the offense been running through there. Off a couple of picks, Bassnett pops up top. Now gives it to Johnson, swings it weak side to Meagrel against the Cardinal man-to-man. Bassnett up top, quick release three. It's good. Taylen Bassnett with seven, and a timeout will be called by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They got the first four, but Ravenna has scored the next 11. 11-4 Ravenna, 2:34 to go first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Back here at Ravenna, Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night. Tomorrow night, basketball here on Classic Hits. We'll have Kearney Catholic over at Grand Island Central Catholic. And then Saturday afternoon, we've got wrestling for you again, the finals of the Amherst Invitational. As we come back from the Donovan Trumbull timeout, a hand check foul on the inbounds against Hannah Meagrel for Ravenna. That'll be her first and the team's second. So Donovan Trumbull will try and chuck it in again. And they do, into the front court with it. Brumman uses the left, then the right. Good bounce pass underneath, and on the shot, a foul will be called on Amy Johnson, which will send Kaylee Glover to the line. She really powered through two gals hanging on her arm there, and the ball almost rolled over the cylinder and in. But instead, she'll have to earn it from the free throw line. Our first free throws of the game, the first foul on Johnson. And the free throw is up, and it is good by Glover. And that breaks that 11-0 run for Ravenna, 11-5. Second free throw, good. So the senior Glover knocks him home. These seniors have played most of them for 3 years in this starting lineup. 11-6 in favor of the Jays. Johnson with it outside the arc, right side, skips it over to Long, thinking about the three. Now puts the ball on the floor, into the paint, over Glover. It's too strong. Fights for her own rebound. It gets deflected out of the hands of Johnson, who takes a jumper 10 feet out. No good. Rebound brought down by Heinrichs. Heinrichs trying to push the pace up the floor. There's a collision, and they're going to say the ball just goes out of bounds to Ravenna. Heinrichs was trying to get around Rip. Rip kind of got turned around, and about that time the ball got loose. If Heinrichs would have been able to hold on to it, probably just one more dribble, she would have got the foul call. But not the case, and back over to the Blue Jays with 1:50 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Ravenna on top by a score of 11-6. Bassnett with seven of those points, and an illegal screen going to be set here by Ravenna. The foul called on Sarah Techmeyer. Ravenna runs off of a lot of screens, not just trying to screen for the ball, but screening away from the ball, trying to run their guards off a lot of picks down on the baseline. So Donovan Trumbull will get the basketball back, and Brumman working it against Hannah Meagrel. Brings it into the front court. Swings it over on the left wing. Into the ball game is Hallie Tarnick. Tarnick, a 5'5 junior. Ball gets kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Donovan Trumbull. 1:24 to go here in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull averaging 47 points per ball game, which in this day and age for the ladies, 47 points a game and only being 3-5 is saying something. But again, that competition that they have played, a few state-rated teams, and even St. Paul not rated, is a 7-3. In the right-hand corner with it is Grosshans. They try to lob it inside. Glover makes the catch, and she'll be fouled on the way up. They do have the height advantage for Donovan Trumbull. 5'11 Glover. Mazur, 5'8, 6'1 with Heinrichs. Kuchera and Johnson stand at 5'10. but not much has happened so far inside as the foul called on Sydney Kuchera is her first fifth team foul on Ravenna. Two free throws coming up from the first one is good for Glover. All three of her points now have been from the charity stripe. 11-7 Ravenna. And the second free throw off the iron, no good, and tracking down the loose ball will be Sarah Techmeyer. Into the front court come the Blue Jays. Long traveled with a basketball. That's just the third turnover for Ravenna. And so the basketball back over to Donovan Trumbull as they try to work their way back into this first quarter. They jumped out 4-0, and then Ravenna scored 11 in a row. Grosshans leading this team along with Glover in scoring, both over double digits. But so far, Grosshans has been held in check. She averages 11 points a game. Glover, 13. And then you got Brumman, who gets you about 9 a game. Heinrichs, just over 7 a game. Ball deflected out of bounds. Stays with Donovan Trumbull. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. They dump it in the left-hand corner to Glover against the man-to-man. She goes to Bosch. They're trying to get a three open here for Grosshans. But as she gets out of there, the ball will be picked in Bassnett. Trying to go coast to coast, cut off nicely there by Bosch, who got back defensively. Now Bassnett gets in the corner for a three, but it's no good. Follows her shot, got the rebound, back underneath for a layup, Kuchera. Nice job by Bassnett to follow her shot, got the assist. Kuchera got the bucket, 13-7 Ravenna. 24 seconds to go here in the quarter. Tarnick comes into the front court, guarded by Bassnett, tries to find Brumman and does. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Brumman on the right wing. Looking for Glover. They basically have her double team, so they kick it back out to Grosshans. 8 seconds. Couple of dribbles. Now need somebody to pass it to. They better get a shot away. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Brumman, an off-balance jumper, is well off the mark. Good defense by Ravenna. That's how the first quarter comes to an end. The Lady Jays, 13. Donovan Trumbull, 7. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
One corner is in the books here in our girls' game at Ravenna. The Lady Jays, 13, and Donovan Trumbull, 7. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits as we're back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Or online, you can search their inventory at crossroads-ford.com. Ravenna will get the ball to start the second quarter. They turned it over 3 times in the first. Donovan Trumbull, 6. Rebounds, 7 for the Cardinals, 5 for the Jays. 3-point shooting, 1-of-4 for Ravenna, 0-of-2 for Donovan Trumbull. All the free throws were shot by Kaylee Glover. She's 3-of-4. And, driving in off of a back cut and getting her feet tangled up is Sienna Long. She hit the ground hard, but she pops right back up. She'll be okay. Just the second foul of the game here called on Donovan Trumbull. And Ravenna will get the ball underneath the hoop. It is on Kaylee Glover. Inbounds, open three in the corner. Johnson puts it up, no good. And the rebound yanked down by the senior Glover, her third. To Brumman into the front court to Heinrichs. Back up top, Glover calls for the ball. Drives on Kuchera. Bassnett tries to reach in from behind. They end up on the floor. We'll get a jump ball. And again, Donovan Trumbull has the arrow pointing their way. Kaylin Bassnett leads the way for Ravenna with 7 points. And the only 2 field goals of the game are Jordan Brumman for Donovan Trumbull. She's got 4. Inbound, Grosshans is open for the 3. And she'll bank it in from the right wing. Whatever it takes, it's 3 points. And Donovan Trumbull has cut the lead to 3, 13-10. That's their first field goal in about 6 minutes. They were up 4-0 to start the game. Ravenna scored 11 in a row, and now it's evened out a little bit at 13-10. On the right wing with it, Long. Ball fakes, drives the baseline. Another hand check foul. That one's on Grosshans, and that's her second. Donovan Trumbull hasn't been whistled for the foul much, but both times they're getting a ball fake. Grosshans bites on it, and then when they go by, she puts her hand on the hip, and it ends up being a foul. Trying to set up Bassnett for three off the inbound. She'll get it on the left wing, cast it up just a little short, but the backside rebound is grabbed by Long, and they'll reset their offense up top to Rip. Original five starters out there for both ball clubs. Get it to Long, runs into Johnson, so she just hands Amy the ball. Back up top, Rip against the man-to-man defense. Kuchera and Glover really battling inside again. Rotated around to Long, starts to the left-hand corner and stops. Back up top they go. Here's Johnson, finds a seam, and she'll lay it up and in. I think Amy expected that there was going to be a little contact there and almost walked with the basketball, but she's able to secure things, get back defensively, and knock that long pass out of bounds. Now entering the game for Donovan Trumbull will be Alex Williams, a 5'2 sophomore. Both teams got plenty of girls out, 15 suited for Ravenna, 14 actually suited for both teams tonight. As Donovan Trumbull has the ball down 15-10, 6:15 to go here in the first half of play. Cardinal basketball up top with it is going to be Jordan Brumman. Into the left-hand corner, Heinrichs down low, Glover, and as she goes up, the whistle blows and a foul, and Glover's going to go to the line for the third time here in the first half. She's been the only player to shoot free throws. She's 3 of 4. And the foul called on Amy Johnson, her second. First free throw, Glover up, and it bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Checking in now for Ravenna between free throws, Rebecca Nosica, a 5'10 freshman, and Johnson with those two fouls will come out. Crowd continues to filter in on this Thursday. What's been a competitive first half so far in our girls' game. And the second free throw is up and it is in. So Glover gets 1 of 2. She's 4 of 6 at the line, 15-11 Ravenna. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter as Anna Rip has it well out of the left wing. Up top, Long, now right wing, weak side, Bassnett. On the low block to Kuchera, well covered by Glover. Immediately kicks it back out into the hands of Rip. Long for the back cut, but it's well covered. So Rip just drives, puts up the runner and scores and got fouled. It's a rough foul again. They're ticky-tack fouls, but they are fouls. Each time that the Ravenna guards drive around, you're getting a hand on them, and they're dinging them for it. So a chance for a three-point play here for Anna Rip, who just made her second bucket of the ball game. It's up, and it is good. First free throw of the game for Ravenna. Sends it through, 18-11, equaling the largest lead. Foul was on Hannah Bosch, her first. And Jordan Brumman brings the ball into the front court. Right wing guarded by Bassnett. That's a heck of a matchup over to Heinrichs. Guarded by Rip on the left wing. Drives, gets bumped out to the free throw line. The sophomore picks up her dribble and swings it over here to Williams. Alex down into the deep left-hand corner. Brumman tries to get it on the block. Feet get tangled up. Ball out of bounds off Ravenna. Not much going on inside for either team offensively. We've seen a couple of passes in there. Kuchera's got a couple looks for Ravenna, and Glover's been fouled a couple of times for Donovan Trumbull, but that's about it. Off the inbounds, the jumper from the baseline by Brumman is up, and it is in. Hits the little 11-footer, and that'll be her third bucket of the ball game. She's got 6, 18-13 Ravenna. Bassnett into the front court, swings it left wing to Rip. Back up top to Kaylin, overload to the left side, and that's where they'll keep it on the pass to Rip. Anna tries to drive baseline, wrap around Glover, who came over to help, and that leaves Kuchera open for the layup. So good backside help by Donovan Trumbull, but then that second line of defense breaks down, and we've seen a couple of Kuchera layups because of that. 20-13, Jays by 7 here on their home court. Heinrichs drives in. Eventually, they're going to have to call Rip for a hand check. She'll dump it into the corner, though, and there's Brumman with her 8th point of the basketball game. 20-15. So the team's exchanging buckets here over the last couple of minutes. 5-point window here for Ravenna. 4:20 to go in the first half. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will preview the boys' game. We expect that Steve Hartman, Donovan Trumbull boys' coach, will be joining us at that time. Going for the steal. Brumman couldn't get it, so driving in will be Long. She'll dish it off for her teammate Nosica, and they're going to say Nosica was fouled. Donovan Trumbull wanted to walk before any contact, did not get the call. And two free throws here for Rebecca Nosica. Foul called on Lauren Heinrichs, her first, and the fifth team foul on Donovan Trumbull. Free throw, Nosica up and in. Checking back into the ball game for Donovan Trumbull, Emma Grosshans and Ashton Mazur. Migril returns for Ravenna. Migril, Bassnett, Nosica, Anna Rip, and Kuchera on the floor. Second free throw. That one is too strong. Rebound. What are they going to call here? It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched by Bosch coming over the top of Kuchera. So it'll be Ravenna basketball underneath their own hoop. Bassnett to throw it in. Backside Kuchera's there over Glover and scores. And a timeout will be called here by Donovan Trumbull. 8 points for Kuchera, 7 for Bassnett. And it's the largest lead of the game so far for Ravenna. With 4:03 to go here in the first half of play, the Lady Jays 23 and Donovan Trumbull 15. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on this Thursday night. High school basketball from Ravenna on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Donovan, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout, they'll get it into the paint. Glover takes a tough shot over Kuchera. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Rip. She'll try and fast break it the other way, but Donovan Trumbull gets back and forces a travel, the first turnover of the quarter on the Lady Jays, their fourth of the basketball game. So Donovan Trumbull gets the ball back into the hands of Brumman. She sprints up the right wing, leaves it in the corner there for Mazur. Tries to go right back to Brumman, which is not what they wanted to do, and turn the basketball over. First turnover for the Cardinals in the quarter. So the first 4 minutes were really clean from taking care of the basketball. Now Ravenna will spread the floor even more all the way out at midcourt, trying to get that Donovan Trumbull defense to change up. They have switched over to a zone coming out of that timeout. So Ravenna has to readjust, and Kuchera got a lot of good position down there on the low block, and her turnaround jumper is good. Cardinals cannot allow Kuchera to get the ball that deep. She was inside the paint and put it up over Glover for her 10th point of the basketball game, 25-15. At the other end, Glover faces up. She'll take it over Kuchera and draw the foul. So Kaylee Glover has yet to get a bucket, but she has made 4 of 6 free throws. And Sydney Kuchera will pick up her second personal foul. Free throw on the way, and it's good for Glover. Re-entering the basketball game, Sienna Long, Techmeyer, Johnson, all for Ravenna, and Lauren Heinrichs after a breather for Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw now for Kaylee Glover, team's leading scorer and leading rebounder at 7.5 a game, and should get them both here. So 6 points for Glover, and it's 25-17. Ravenna now by 8, as Johnson takes the ball in the left-hand corner up to Migril through her hands, and she traveled with a basketball. She had to run it down, stopped right before the over and back, and then lost her balance and ended up traveling with a basketball. So Ravenna with their fifth turnover here of the evening. Cardinals get the basketball back, and Grosshans will throw it in. She'll get it to Brumman. Brumman will get it down low. Glover spins over Techmeyer. Fadeaway jumper in and out. It was all the way down, and wouldn't finish it through the net. Bassnett got the rebound up the floor. She tries to fire Techmeyer and led her a little too much, and Ravenna turns it over. So the ball comes back over to Donovan Trumbull, trying to cut into this 8-point lead here. Their defense has been pretty solid. Pull-up jumper Brumman, and a foul going to be called on Sienna Long as that ball came up very, very short. And to the line after the first foul on Long will be Jordan Brumman. She's got 8 points, but these will be her first free throw. And the first one is up, and it spins all the way around and out. No good. And the second free throw coming up, and it is good. So one of two there for Brumman. She leads the team with 9, 25-18. Kearney Catholic girls lead Wood River 25-12 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Another Lou Platt doubleheader going on tonight. Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic will be squaring off here soon as well. As that ball got loose, now it's on the floor. We've got a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Ravenna, so they get to keep it with 1:59 to go before the half, 25-18 in favor of the Lady Jays. Donovan Trumbull will host Kearney Catholic on the 21st. They used to play that first weekend in December. Driving in, Bassnett off the inbounds, throws it off the heel. It's no good, and fighting for the rebound. We've got a foul on the Jays. That means we trot to the other end and shoot a 1-1. That'll be the first foul on Anna Ripp. It's the 9th team foul. And at the line here for the Cardinals will be Jordan Brumman. And the free throw off the front of the iron won't go. Rebound brought down by Anna Ripp. Ripp into the front court, bounce pass. Goes right into the hands of Glover. She says thank you, and here come the Cardinal. Sprinting up the floor into the corner, Grosshans for three, but it won't go. That would have cut this to a 4-point game, and instead, trying to follow it, Grosshans is going to be called for the personal foul. So right now, Donovan Trumbull is 1 of 4 from three-point land, and the foul on Grosshans will be her second. That is just the 6th team foul. So Ravenna will have to bring the ball up the floor. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. 25-18 Jays. Ravenna had a quick start here to the quarter. Kind of slowed down. Bassnett for a three. Top of the key. No good. And then the ball off that heel went above the backboard and hit the support wire. So that's out of bounds. And it will come back over to Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna just 1 of 7 right now from three-point land. Usually a better shooting team from the outside. So you can expect that they'll warm up as this game continues. Brumman will push the ball up with the left hand, her natural hand, into the double team, into the corner. They'll go to Tarnick underneath. Glover missed the point blank one. That was probably the best look she's got. And the rebound by Amy Johnson. Donovan Trumbull gets the ball back into the front court to Johnson. She'll try a three. It's just a tad strong. Tarnick gets the rebound. Hallie pushes the ball up the floor. Her pass is stolen away by a rip. Both teams going a little quicker than we've seen so far. 50 seconds to go. 25-18 Ravenna. Bassnett between the circles. Goes down to Johnson on the baseline. Again, the ball fake got the defender in the air. And Johnson will score her second bucket. 27-18 Ravenna. Brumman into the front court. Left-hand dribble. Outside the block, they'll get it to Glover as she tries to drive. A blocking foul will be called on Sarah Techmeyer, her second. And that'll be two shots coming up, whether it was on the shot or not, because we're in the double bonus here for Donovan Trumbull. Kaylee Glover, they're going to start delivering her mail to the free throw line again. She's been there so often here in the first half of play. This will be her 9th free throw. It's up and in, and now her 10th one coming up. All of her points have been from the free throw line, and that's a total of 7. Second free throw coming up for Kaylee Glover. On the way, and it's in and out, no good. So Techmeyer grabs the rebound. Ravenna's got one more possession here, it would look like, and let's see if they just hold the ball. Ripping Bassnett, long out here outside the arc. not really holding it. They're running some offense in the corner to Johnson. Kick it back out, rotate it on the weak side to Rip. We're down to 11 seconds to go. And Long has it with 9, way out on the right side. One dribble into the corner. Johnson unguarded against the zone. An open look, no good. Ball batted around, and Ravenna grabbed the rebound, and they got a timeout. They had the rebound just long enough for Sarah Techmeyer to get credit for that. And so Coach Malsby says, let's burn a timeout, see if we can get a bucket here. There's only 1.9 left on the clock. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 1.9, Ravenna will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And then we'll be off to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our game, preview what should be a great boys game between 7-1 Ravenna and 6-1 Donovan Trumbull. Bassnett to inbound the ball. 1.9 to go. Bassnett off a couple of screens, trying to get Johnson free for a three. Backside Long layup there. Everybody looked at Johnson. Long snuck into back door, and the timeout was worth it as Long gets her first bucket of the game. And that is the biggest lead of the game for Ravenna. It's the Lady Jays 29 and Donovan Trumbull 18. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We will be back with all of the numbers and a chance to chat with the Donovan Trumbull head coach. I believe Steve Hartman is set to join us. We'll do all of it after this timeout.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of our girls' game in tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Your score, Ravenna 29 and Donovan Trumbull 18. We'll look at the stats in just a little bit, but right now, a chance to preview what should be an outstanding boys game. These two schools, I think Ravenna's developed a lot of rivalries with a lot of schools, but that's when everybody else is playing well, and the boys right now coming off that state football championship, the state basketball tournament is where they would like to be, and they have won quite a few games here for Coach Steve Hartman, and he joins us here on the halftime report. Coach, great to see you. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Doug, and it's great to have you guys covering us tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to a great basketball game. How great is this basketball game going to be? It looks like both teams playing pretty good.
Yeah, they really just are going to get after it and play. They just try to get you playing faster than you need to play. And, I know we've got some kids that want to run up and down the floor a little bit, but I would just assume maybe we got it in a little more of a half-court game tonight. But we'll find out a lot about our team tonight. I just think they just do such a great job. They're prepared. They're not going to give you anything easy, and we're going to have to earn everything we get. And our kids, we haven't played for it seems like a long time now, but I mentally maybe it got us. It was just tough coming off of that football championship, and it was great, but it was hard for the kids to change gears and just mentally, maybe more than physically, get themselves ready to play basketball.
It probably helped that the first two games weren't against top three teams in the state, so you could get your legs under you. And then
That, those St. Cecilia Bluehawks, they always want to find a way to mess up your December, and that's the only blemish on your record. But maybe since those first couple of weeks, where have you seen your team settle in at?
Well, we're starting to shoot the ball a little better, but probably more than anything, we're in better basketball shape. And that was a focus point coming into the year. We just didn't feel like maybe, we'd wear out as games went. We'd get great starts last year and then just weren't very consistent. We're trying to be more consistent. And a lot of that is conditioning, because when you break down a little bit physically, then mentally, all of a sudden you're throwing the ball away, or you're not, help side's not there. So we're trying to be a little more consistent. We'll see where we're at. We've definitely got some athletes.
You got a lot of kids that are very familiar to fans from throughout the conference, not just at Donovan Trumbull, that have been maybe 2 or 3 year starters for you. Talk about some of the normal names here about who's taking care of your scoring. I think it's been pretty balanced for you, but you guys have been putting up points, so it's more than just one or two guys.
Yeah, well, Creighton Burr is our leading scorer right now, and he's averaging right at 20. And he's really gained a lot physically. He's just stronger and playing with a lot more confidence. And when we get him the ball in the lane with 2 feet in the lane, he's pretty tough to stop. And then but we're a balanced group. That senior group's played together a long time. And Jordan Slough, at the point, is, a dynamic athlete and such quickness and strength. And he gets us into things. And defensively, he's tough. He's a very good on-ball defender. Lorenzo Williams is much the same, just more of a blue-collar kid who does a ton of little things. Doesn't score much. Grady Cook's our other post kid, and he just complements Creighton very well. And then Riley Wiltfong is, I think, the sleeper out of the bunch, and I thought he would be this year, and he's gained in confidence, and he's got a nice skill set, and he's 6'2", and quicker than he was a year ago, and he's really done some nice things. And then we've got two other seniors who come off the bench, Mitch Sawyers, who's a shooter and a wing-type player, and then Eric Tobin, who is a great football player for us, and he gives us some depth in the post, and has really surprised us with his offensive skills. He's had a better offensive year already than we expected.
Steve, finally, before we let you go, this month of January, you're going to find out a lot about your basketball team over the next 2.5 weeks. Ravenna, Grand Island Central Catholic, Centura, Gibbon, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic. Not one of those coaches would say anything except that they want to play defense. So you talk about the pace. You guys have been able to score, but you'll definitely be tested in that area, not just tonight, but over the next five games.
Absolutely. I think I figured we will have 9 games in 21 days. So that's NBA
time
schedule.
You better be in shape.
Yeah. I know our kids are tired of practicing. And hopefully we step up and play. And the great thing is the majority of we're on the road tonight, but I think 6 of them are at home. So that'll help. That'll help. And it's the time of year we need to, with the late start, and this should be good for us here to play some basketball.
Well, we look forward to a good one. Donovan Trumbull, Coach Steve Hartman. They're 6-1. Ravenna's 7-1. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll talk with you afterwards.
Thank you, Doug.
We'll take a break here. Be back with more after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. 29-19 is your score at the half in favor of the Ravenna Lady Jays. For Donovan Trumbull, just 3 players have scored. We got a 3-point bucket in there for Emma Grosshans. She has 2 rebounds. Lauren Heinrichs, 2 rebounds. Jordan Brumman, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Hallie Tarnick has a rebound. Kaylee Glover, 7 points,
all from the free throw line, where she is 7 of 10. She's got 3 rebounds and a block. 7 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second for Donovan Trumbull, 19 points, 10 rebounds. They're 8 of 13 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from three-point land, and 1 block. Here in the ball game, they have 8 turnovers. Grosshan's the only player with 2 fouls. For Ravenna, Kaylin Bassnett, all 7 of her points were in the first quarter. She's got 3 rebounds. Sienna Long, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Sarah Techmeyer, 3 rebounds. Amy Johnson has 4 points and 2 rebounds. Anna Rip, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Sydney Kuchera leads the way with 10 points, 1 rebound. And Rebecca Nosicka has picked up 1 point. 13 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. At the half, 29 points, 13 rebounds. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from three-point land, and 7 turnovers, 2 fouls apiece on Techmeyer, Johnson, and Sydney Kuchera. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Come back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as Donovan Trumbull gets the ball to start the second half. Heinrichs will drive, kick it through the paint into the hands of Mazur, and she'll get her first bucket of the ball game. 29-21. We went to half. They adjusted the score. We had it right in the scorebook. They just didn't have it up on the score clock as Bassnett gets free in the paint. Her 10-footer bounces off the iron and in. And for Bassnett, she now has 9 points. 31-21, Donovan Trumbull gets the ball down by 10. They were up 4-0, then down 11-4, and they've been trying to play catch-up ever since as they dump it into the corner to Mazur. It's the same 5 starters for both ball clubs, Grosshans, Heinrichs, Brummert, Mazur, and Glover for the Cardinals. Bassnett, Long, Johnson, Rippin, Kuchera for Ravenna. Good spin move there by Grosshans. Again, a little hand check that they got away with. Offensive rebound by Glover, and guess what, Kaylee? You're fouled, and you get to go back to the line for your 11th and 12th free throws of the basketball game. Hit 7 of 10 of the first half. The foul here is on Long. That'll be her second. And the free throw is up, and it bounces in and out. No good. Second one coming up here for Glover. A couple of dribbles, and it's on the way, and good. So Glover gets 1 of 2. 8 points, all from the line, and an unusual stat line. 31-22, Ravenna. Rip into the front court, takes the pass. Into the left-hand corner to Johnson, kicks it all the way back out top. Kuchera at the high post, gets trapped out to Bassnett, gets rid of it to Rip. Draws the double team back to Bassnett. Open in that zone, fires the three, but it won't go. Offensive rebound, Kuchera puts it up. It's no good, and the rebound will be grabbed by Mazur, but she stepped out of bounds. And so it comes back over to Ravenna. And they'll take it out on their own baseline here. Box the lane with Bassnett to throw it in. Kuchera pops out into the corner. And they're trying to get Bassnett open for a three off the screen. But she's well covered by Jordan Brumman. So Long will kick it to the top to Rip. Rip holds the ball above her head. Man to man now. We've seen a little zone and man. Johnson gets free off a couple of picks, drives in, and a foul called as she goes to the hoop. Lauren Heinrichs got caught up in traffic, and as she tried to block it from behind, got her on the arm. That'll be her second. And at the line will be Amy Johnson. Johnson with 4 points in the first half. This will be her first free throw attempt of the evening. It's on the way, and it's good. Again on ESPN 1460 tonight. Kearney Catholics playing Wood River. And on 1230 KHAS, the St. Cecilia boys are in Gretna. You can also get it at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Johnson's second free throw is no good, and Kaylee Glover has her fifth rebound. They'll find Brumman. She dribbles into the front court. They try to trap her. She gets around that trap down low. Open layup, and it's there for Glover. And that is her first field goal of the game, and one of the reasons that maybe Ravenna didn't press and try and trap in that first half because they knew Brumman could burn them, and she did the very first time that they tried to trap her. That works against average guards, but not Brumman. And now Johnson off the high pick, takes it, dribbles down the right side of the lane, and scores. Johnson with 7 points. Both teams making some adjustments at halftime, and they seem to be working. Front court with it is Brumman. She'll take it to the right elbow. Stop her dribble over to Gross-Hans. Pretty long three, but it's nothing but net for Emma Gross-Hans. Her second three of the ball game, and it's 34-27. Ravenna leading Donovan Trumbull. You just got the sense that Donovan Trumbull is better than that 3-5 record. I'm not saying they're a top 10 team, but they're playing pretty solid. Kuchera gets it on the low block, and she'll spin and score. A dozen points now for Sydney. And you can see why they score a lot. They can score, but their defense also gives up quite a few points per ball game. High pick set here for Brumman. Tries to get it down low to Heinrichs. Beautiful bounce pass, but Lauren is trapped and has to throw it back out to Brumman. She knew it, came and got it. Drives into the paint. She's fouled. She shoots. She scores. Brumman got deep in the paint there. It was only about a five-footer. She used the backboard after she was fouled, and a chance for a three-point play here for Jordan Brumman. She is one of three at the line, and that is her 11th point of the game, and Amy Johnson just picked up her third personal foul. And right now, Coach Malsby not bringing her out with 4:56 to go third quarter. And the free throw by Brumman is good. So the three-point play is completed. 36-30, Ravenna with 4:55 and counting here in the third quarter of play on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Donovan, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anna Rip with the basketball, tries to dump it into the corner, and we've got a walk called on Ravenna. The old try and give the head and shoulder fake and take off to the hoop, but forgot to put the basketball on the floor. And it'll be the first turnover of the half on the Lady Jays. 36-30. Chance to cut into it even more with Hannah Bosch, who's back in. She's used her dribble way out here on the right side. Now they get it inside. Glover turns, too strong, fights for her own rebound. Got it. Just threw up a wild shot. She really didn't have control of it. It's no good. Bassnett will get the rebound. She'll bring it down to Johnson. Pulls up from 10. No good. Follows her shot. Drives in and scores. And a timeout will be called here by the Ravenna Lady Jays with 4:09 to go in the third quarter of play. Ravenna 38, Donovan Trumbull 30. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Ravenna. After the timeout, Donovan Trumbull throws it away on the inbounds, and the Jays attack the hoop, but trying to get it deep to Johnson. They throw it out of bounds as well, so the teams exchange turnovers. Halftime, and the 16th-ranked Nebraska women are getting thumped at Michigan State. The Spartans 37, Nebraska 24 at the half. That's on the Big Ten Network. Then on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock. We are going to see Nebraska's men host Michigan, and here's another steal. And as Rip heads up the floor, Laura Heinrichs reaches out and commits her third personal foul. So Ravenna scored, called the timeout, and then Donovan Trumbull back-to-back turnovers just as they were playing even basketball with the Jays.
Ravenna spreads the floor here. Bassnett trying to dribble it around. Now dribbles it off her foot. The ball's loose, and it's going to be picked up by Hannah Bosch. So Ravenna does the same thing. They have back-to-back turnovers. 38-30, Jays with 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Bosch gets it over to Grosshans, who's hit a couple of threes, tries to lob it into Heinrichs, puts it up in traffic and draws the foul. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. She hasn't shot a free throw. She hasn't scored, and a chance to get things going here for the sophomore. The foul called on. Let's double check. Who are they going to call on? Kuchera? They say that's her fourth foul. I only have her for three, but she's got to come out of the basketball game. I'm positive that she only has three. The first free throw is good by Heinrichs. The second free throw is no good. And it's 38-31. Rebound brought down by Anna Ripp. And into the front court, Techmeyer checked in for Kuchera. So if the board says four, that's what you got to go with. But everything here checks out with our book, number of fouls in the first half and who has them. So that could be big. Glover should get to see the ball a lot more now, and Mazur will come in, Heinrichs out. So let's see if the Cardinals can force that ball into the post with Kuchera on the bench in foul trouble. 3:13 to go. They try to lob it down to Johnson, and miscommunication there between Bassnett and her teammates, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds. Fourth turnover of the quarter, 11 in the game now, and the Cardinals will throw it in. They'll get it to Brumman, and Brumman will push it up on the right wing this time. Right in her back pocket, Sienna Long. They get it to Glover. She backs her way in on Techmeyer. Off the glass, no good from 7 feet away. And Amy Johnson will grab her fourth rebound. Long outlet pass to Long. Wide open, 12-footer. Too strong. Backside rebound run down by Brumman, her third. Brumman outlet pass into the front court. Pull up three, Grosshans, and it won't go. Glover offensive putback. It won't go. Then she's over the back. Oh, man, so many opportunities there for Donovan Trumbull. You don't usually see the gals pull up like that in a transition to bomb a three away, but Grosshans was open, and then Glover missed that bunny putback and out of frustration went over the top and commits her second foul. 38-31. We started with a lot of scoring here in the third quarter. It's really slowed down. Bassnett drives and scores after Grosshans went for the steal, or Brumman went for the steal and didn't get it. That left Bassnett all alone, and she hits another 9-footer. 40-31, Ravenna. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Up top, Grosshans working on Bassnett, drives by her, puts it off the window, and scores. 8 points now for Emma Grosshans, and it's 40-33. Donovan Trumbull's hanging in there, but this deficit or lead, depending on which side you're on, has been between 6 and 10 points the entire third quarter. Bassnett, left-hand dribble, dumps it into the corner to Long, thinking about the three. Grosshans kind of challenging her just off enough to give her it if she wants it. So a long three from Long. It's no good. And the rebound ends up in the hands of Ashton Mazur. 1 of 10 now from the outside for Ravenna. And Brumman tried to pass it inside. The ball deflected away. Johnson grabs it. And up come the Jays. Between the circles, Rip down to Techmeyer on the low block. Right side, dribbles, knocked away, got it back, dribbled again, no good on the shot, and it's going to be pulled down by Grosshans. She wants to run, but it's not there, 1-on-3, and she'll hit the trailer. Glover, who shoots a 17-footer from the top of the key, it's no good, and Donovan Trumbull can't buy a bucket right now. And here come the Jays with a minute 10 to go, third quarter, 40-33, Ravenna. They're 7-2, Donovan Trumbull 3-5, off a couple of picks, Bassnett at the top of the circle. Techmeyer sets the screen. Pick and roll was there. They didn't give it to her. And as Johnson starts to drive, we're going to get a check on Hannah Bosch. That'll be her second. And the fourth team foul here on Donovan Trumbull. So Ravenna will inbound it here with under a minute to go. And between the circles with it will be Rip over on the right side. Bassnett, weak side, drives. Glover cuts her off, so she takes the shot over. Glover, no good. Kaylee will grab her fifth board of the quarter, and here comes Donovan Trumbull. Deep into the left-hand corner, Bosch out to Mazur. to Brumman for the three, and it's no good. Ball tipped around. Glover got it. She just throws it back up. It won't go, and the ball ends up going out of bounds off Donovan Trumbull. Glover on those offensive rebounds is kind of catching it and trying to shoot it all in one motion, and she's not having any luck there. She's got 10 points, but only one bucket, 8 free throws. She'll come out for the final 27 seconds of the quarter and get a little extra breather to get ready for the fourth quarter. And it looks like Hallie Tarnick will check in her place. So Ravenna's had a chance to pull away, and Donovan Trumbull's had a chance to cut it maybe to a one-possession game, but neither has happened. And here's a nice back cut, clear out, and Amy Johnson on the assist from Rip will score. 7 of the quarter, 11 in the game for Johnson, and the lead's back to 9. 5 seconds to go. Brumman gets it down low. Bosch is open, but her turnaround jumper is no good. And that is the end of the quarter. The Cardinals missed way too many inside 7-footers here, and that keeps them at a 9-point deficit. So after that fourth foul on Sidney Kuchera with 3:15 to go in the quarter, Donovan Trumbull scored 2 points. And at the end of three, it's Ravenna 42, Donovan Trumbull 33 here on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Ravenna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, but turn it over immediately, and the turnovers are now even at 12 apiece. I think Donovan Trumbull would take that stat, no matter what the number. They probably figured that Ravenna would be a little more pressure on them, but Brumman's handled it, and here's a hand check foul finally going to be called on Sienna Long. She has really been on Gross Hans or Brumman, whoever she's covered tonight, and that foul will be the third on Long. And the fourth team foul. Team fouls are now even at 4 apiece. Off the inbounds, back door, they find Glover, and Kaylee that time lays it up and in. She's got 12, Brumman has 12, and Grosshans has 8. That's 32 of the 35 points for Donovan Trumbull. It's now 42 to 35. Leading the way, Amy Johnson, 11 and 11 for Kaylin Bassnett. For Ravenna, Johnson was 7 last quarter, now drives, got bumped, lost the ball to Kuchera. She'll put up the short jumper, won't go. Glover grabs her 10th rebound of the basketball game, and Donovan Trumbull will bring it up with Lauren Heinrichs. 12 points, by the way, Sidney Kuchera. So 3 players on each team really dominating the scoring as Brumman, drove and then didn't take the shot. She wanted to pass it off, goes to Grosshans and got a 3 instead. Emma with her 3rd 3, 3 of 8 from downtown, and it's a 4-point game. Donovan Trumbull trying to pull one off here at Ravenna. Kearney Catholic leads the Wood River girls midway through the third quarter, 40-21 on ESPN 1460. Boys game will follow. Bassnett off the pick, got an open 3, won't go. They're not falling right now, and fighting for that backside rebound. The ball goes out of bounds, and a foul going to be called. And it looks like Amy Johnson gets the rebound, and Lauren Heinrichs commits her 4th personal foul. Back in will be Hannah Bosch. And to throw it in, the Janes underneath their own hoop. Off the pick, Johnson gets it up top, well covered, so she drives left side of the key, puts the shot up. It's going to be blocked in there. I think Heinrichs was the one that got a hand on it. And Glover will pick up the loose ball, and Donovan Trumbull, well, they called a timeout. Coach Davis thought that they were not going to be able to secure the basketball, and so he called the timeout, and they didn't see it until they already started getting up the floor. So one that they didn't have to use, but they will. 6:19 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. This is as close as it's been since the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull trailing 42-38 here at Ravenna. And we'll be back after this timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Ravenna. I want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the fine sponsors, as always, for their hospitality as we bring you Lou Platt Conference basketball tonight in Ravenna. And this girls' game has turned out to be pretty competitive. Ken Ravenna, who's led basically the whole game, they were down 4-0, then scored 11 in a row and have never trailed, but now it's a four-point game. And Lauren Heinrichs is dribbling the ball up the floor. That is not what Donovan Trumbull wanted. And those quick guards, it wouldn't matter who Ravenna had on her, knock it away, force the turnover, and that's number 13 for Donovan Trumbull. So their chance to cut it to a one-possession game is gone for now. Migril is in there, just about tied up by Brumman, looking for Rip on the over-aggressive Donovan Trumbull defense. This is usually where Ravenna makes you pay with a back cut. Long with the back cut is covered. Right side with it is Rip, spins in the corner and kicks it back out on the right wing. Long ball fake, will dribble it back out, and they'll reset here. Kuchera, also Nosika has come in there with Migril. And then you got Rip, left elbow up top, long, fakes the three, drives right side of the lane, and comes in over the rim. It won't go. Ball batted out of bounds, off the Jays. Donovan Trumbull basketball. Ravenna is back in action, back here at home tomorrow night against Wood River, and then their third game in 3 days at Ansley Litchfield on Saturday. For Donovan Trumbull, Saturday they will host Grand Island Central Catholic, and Tuesday they host Centura. And now full court pressure for the first time tonight by Ravenna. They're trying to keep it out of Brumman's hands, and they do. They get it into Grosshans, and then they back off and pick up man-to-man at half court. Guarded by Bassnett. Good crossover, Grosshans. She attacks the basket, got fouled on the shot, and she'll get two free throws. Couple of really good ball handlers here tonight for Donovan Trumbull. Brumman and Grosshans have made Ravenna's really good defensive guards pay a couple of times. The foul is on Nosika, her first. And the first free throw, Grosshans, is good. She has 12 points. So Grosshans, Brumman, Glover, they've all got 12. That's 36 of the 39. Second free throw, that one won't go. And it'll be Sydney Kuchera to grab just her third rebound. 42-39 Ravenna. 5:15 to go here in the ball game on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Boys game will follow. Two state-rated teams with one loss each. Down low, Kuchera turns, powers it up. Didn't matter if there was a brick wall in front of her. She was scoring. And Kuchera with a game-high 14. That's the first points of the fourth quarter for Ravenna. Took him 3 minutes. Grosshans uses her dribble up, and she crosses the timeline and finds Brumman. Everybody going on a high 1-4 here for the Cardinals, trying to find their back cutter. On the weak side with it is Heinrichs, decides not to try and drive. They set up an off-balance three for Grosshans. It rattles in and out, no good, and Kuchera will grab the rebound. Donovan Trumbull had all kinds of room inside the paint, but they were running a three-point set, and they took that three-point shot. Didn't work, and now a five-point lead for Ravenna. Kuchera gets it down low again, and Kuchera scores. So at a key point in the ball game, Ravenna gets it to Sydney Kuchera, back-to-back buckets. It's a seven-point lead, and bumped down the floor is going to be Jordan Brumman. The foul will be on Long. She got beat and tried to slow her down there with a hip check. That's the fourth on Long, sixth team foul, so no free throws yet. And the Cardinals will have it on their baseline. But they need a bucket here after giving Ravenna back-to-back buckets. They pop it out to Glover outside the arc. Overload right side. Grosshans forcing another three. And that's all the way down and out. No good. And a foul on the rebound. It looks like Heinrichs was going to get the rebound. And Ravenna with the foul. Or are they going to go the other way? Wow. I think everybody in the gym thought the foul was on Ravenna. And instead, they're going to call it on Donovan Trumbull. And even the team fouls out at six apiece. It's on Hannah Bosch. That is her third. 4 minutes to go, and Ravenna, who had their lead whittled to two, now back with a little comfortable margin at seven. Rip drives, comes down the left baseline, throws it up, no good. Long grabs the loose basketball, and they'll kick it back out. 3:45 to go. Rip on the weak side, left side. Dribbles back up top slowly and goes on the right side of the key to Long. Back out top to Bassnett. Back weak side, Rip on the left. Up top, Long. Long dribbles to the left elbow, back to Rip. Being very patient right now are the Blue Jays. Trying to get Kuchera on that block. She and Glover really battling. Ravenna being patient, letting the clock work itself down. Now Rip off a couple of screens, dribbles the left side, and a blocking foul. Going to be called on the Cardinals. Trying to get over there, Grosshan. She hit the deck hard, but was just a tad bit late getting to the spot. That'll be the third on Emma. And now both teams are in the 1-1. And Donovan Trumbull decides they're going to use their fourth timeout of the ballgame here with the clock stopped. Rips 1-of-1 at the line. She'll shoot a 1-and-1 when we come back. And with 3:19 to go in the game, 46-39, Ravenna with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
After three quarters of play, the Kearney Catholic girls lead Wood River at home 51-23 on ESPN 1460. Back here at Ravenna, thanks to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the fine sponsors. We've got 3:19 to go in our girls game. Anna Rip is at the line to shoot a 1-and-1 for Ravenna, and the free throw is good. She's got 6 points now. And Amy Johnson has come out of the ball game here. She must have got something's going on. She's walking around trying to catch some air here away from the bench. Second free throw rip, no good. And Nosika tried to grab the rebound, and it went off her leg out of bounds. 47-39, Ravenna. They've scored the last 5 points to take the lead out to eight. And the ball comes into Heinrichs, who gives it right back to Grosshans. And Emma will bring it down the middle of the floor. Now start to the left side. They spread the floor against the man-to-man. To Bosch in the corner, lob it into Glover, who's double-teamed, and they underthrow it, and the ball will be stolen away by Sydney Kuchera. And what we thought might hurt Donovan Trumbull early in the game didn't, and now they are making mistakes down the stretch here as Kuchera's open underneath again, and she's got 6 of the quarter, 18 in the game. 49-39, a 7-0 run here for Ravenna, which looks like it'll be good enough to get them to 8-2 unless the Cardinals knocked down some threes, but that defensive pressure is really picked up here by Ravenna. Grosshan uses her dribble. Back up top, they'll go to Brumman. Brumman holds the ball, looks for some movement, starts right, now left into the corner. Heinrichs drives baseline, has some room, but throws it over the rim. And the rebound brought down by Ravenna. Nosika grabbed it. And the foul called on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. We've got a couple of players in this game with 4 fouls. Kuchera and Long for Ravenna. Grosshans and Heinrichs for Donovan Trumbull. And now Hannah Bosch just got her 4th. At the line, Rebecca Nosika. She is 1 of 2 for her only point. 2:25 to go. And the free throw is on the way. It's too strong. Long rebound, and it gets deflected right back to Nosika, who puts it up, and it rattles in and out. No good. And this time, Heinrichs will grab the loose ball for Donovan Trumbull. She'll push it up the floor, hit the trailer in Brumman, and a reach-in foul called on Long, and that's it for Sienna. She has fouled out of the ball game. Her only bucket was on the last play of the first half. They called a timeout out and set up an inbounds play for her. Coming in now for Donovan Trumbull will be Alex Williams. And the free throw is on the way. They didn't take Long out. They put her 5th foul up on the board, and now they're overturning it and saying it's only 4, so maybe that's where it was with Sydney Kuchera earlier. Nonetheless, the free throw is good. The second free throw is also good by Jordan Brumman, and now We've got a discussion over at the scores table as to what actually is going on. I think the books have it different, but they need to put up the points on the board. 49-41 is the score with 2:10 to go here in the basketball game. Trying to put some backcourt pressure on is Donovan Trumbull. Into the front court is Kaylin Bassnett. Bassnett uses her dribble up, needs some help. Coach Malsby calls timeout. Timeout on the floor with 1:57 to go in the basketball game. Your score, Ravenna 49, Donovan Trumbull 41. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
It's not the Nebraska women's basketball team's night. Michigan State all over the Huskers with 12 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the game. 53-32, Michigan State. Here, Ravenna trying to hold on over the last 2 minutes. They get it underneath, another layup for Sydney Kucherov. When Glover has to come double, nobody covers Kuchera, and she's got 20 points in the game, and that's going to end up being the difference tonight. 51-41, Donovan Trumbull down by 10. Gross-Hans trying to force the issue, drives to the baseline, kicks it out to Glover. She'll put up that 15-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Nosica. Cardinals shot selection, not what Coach Davis probably wanted here over the last couple of minutes as the ball is stolen away. Nice steal there by Gross-Hans to the other end. Tries to make the pass 2-on-1, and it's kicked by Anna Ripp. So the ball will stay in the hands of Donovan Trumbull, but they're not able to score off the fast break with 1:18 to go. Gross-Hans to throw it in, or Brumman to throw it in, into the corner to Heinrichs. Holds the ball in the left-hand corner. Back to Brumman. Brumman will dribble in, lose her dribble, try to get it to Heinrichs. Ripp will tip it away, and Ripp will get the steal. And up the floor to Bassnett. Underneath, shot comes up short. She was in the middle of about three Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, and Glover will get the rebound. A minute to go, 51-41 Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull just trying to grab the basketball here. Brumman to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper around and in. Timeout called, the final one of the game for Donovan Trumbull, as Brumman now has 16 points to lead her team. But too long of a drought there for Donovan Trumbull. They'd cut it to 42-39, but then Ravenna scored seven in a row and will put this game away. With 46 seconds remaining, it is Ravenna 51, Donovan Trumbull 43. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
We're back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with just 46 seconds remaining here in our contest. Girls game, 51-43, competitive, but Donovan Trumbull just could never really put pressure on Ravenna here in the second half. They cut it to three, had a chance to get it even closer, but then they went cold, and Ravenna now facing full court pressure. Bassnett gets by it, into the front court. Donovan Trumbull trying to track her down and foul her. Ooh, and Sienna Long gets tripped up and ends up going to the ground here. And I don't think they'll call that intentional. The feet kind of got tangled up. The officials kind of get together here. Chris Morachik, the experienced official with the younger official, says, let's just make that a one-and-one. And they will. Brumman with her first foul. And at the line will be Sienna Long. First trip to the line. 36 seconds remaining. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you all the final stats of our game and then get you ready for the boys' contest. between a battle of top 10 teams. It's coming up next. The free throw long is no good. And Kaylee Glover will grab her 12th rebound. Up the floor with it. Brummond draws the double team. Now up and under. Off the glass, no good. Glover got the rebound. Back up, no good. And a foul will send Glover to the line. She made her living there in the first half, but it's only been to the line once here in the second half. She is 8 of 12 and has 12 points. Foul on Rip was her second, and the free throw is up, and it is good. So you can see that the Cardinals played a pretty solid game here tonight. Kiana Pfeiffer will check in here. Again, trying to get a couple girls in there that have fouls to give. Pfeiffer, Williams, and then the big three there in Grosshans, Brummond, and Glover. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound brought down by Kuchera, and that's who they want to foul. And let's see if they got her fouled before she made the pass. 51-44, just 23 seconds to go there, and Donovan Trumbull has no timeouts. And we're in the double bonus now, so two free throws coming up for Cindy Kuchera. Hadn't been there, but hadn't needed to be, 20 points. And the first of the two free throws by Kuchera is up and short. Now coming back in, more offense with Bosch and Heinrichs. So as long as Ravenna doesn't commit any fouls, this ball game will be there. Second free throw by Kuchera is on the way, and that's good. So Kuchera gets one of two, game high 21 points, 52-44. Here comes Grosshans up the floor for Donovan Trumbull. Swings it over on the left wing to Bosch. 15 seconds to go. They're trying to find Brummond. She's double covered. The ball knocked away. Turnover. Foul to go along with it. And that'll wrap things up here. 10 seconds to go as Ravenna will go to the line here and shoot a couple of more free throws. And then Donovan Trumbull will get one more possession. And that will bring us, or should bring us, to the end of the game. Nosica is back at the line where she's one of three so far. Again, Ravenna is playing their first of three straight nights. They host Wood River tomorrow. They're at Ansley Litchfield on Saturday. And then the big one, Minden, comes in next Tuesday. And the free throw is up, and it is good by Nozicka. 53-44. And a second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Nozicka, the freshman, hits them both. 54-44, 10 seconds to go. Up the floor with it is Grosshans. Emma dribbles to the left side, into the corner, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and she'll just throw it towards the rim, and that's the end of the basketball game with your final score. The Ravenna Lady Jays, 54, and the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals, 44. The Visco Sports postgame show is coming your way next on Classic Hits.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing, dealing, dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, what am I talking about? If we were at halftime, we'd have a lot more basketball left. Let's get the right read up here. Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. See them before the games begin at Misco Sports. For Donovan Trumbull, 5 players scored, and they were the 5 starters. There's no points off the bench. Emma Grosshans with 12 points, 3 rebounds. Lauren Heinrichs had 1 point, 4 rebounds, and 1 block shot. Jordan Brummond led the team tonight with 16 points. She had 3 rebounds. Hallie Tarnick had 1 rebound. Ashton Mazur had 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Kaylee Glover had the double-double with 13 points, 13 rebounds, and one block shot. 10 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half, 10 of those by Glover. Free throw shooting, 8 of 13 in the first half, 7 of 11 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. And turnovers for Donovan Trumbull, 8 in each half. The Cardinals had 19 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half. And Donovan Trumbull finishes with 44 points, 26 rebounds. 15 out of 24 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 16 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull falls to 3-6 on the season, and they will host Grand Island Central Catholic Saturday and Centura on Tuesday. They're busy next week. They also go to Gibbon and Adams Central. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Ravenna after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays. They had 6 players score tonight, 3 in double figures, including Kaylin Bassnett, who had 11 points and 4 rebounds. Sienna Long, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Sarah Techmeyer, 3 rebounds. Amy Johnson had a big third quarter, ended up with 11 points, 5 rebounds. Anna Ripp, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Rebecca Nosica, 3 points, 3 rebounds. And a game-high 21 points for Sydney Kuchera tonight. She also had 5 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, not as good as usual for the Jays tonight. They were 1 of 8 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half and 6 in the second half. The Lady Jays had 29 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half. And Ravenna finishes with 54 points, 27 rebounds, 7 out of 13 at the free throw line. 1 of 11 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 13 turnovers. 10th-ranked Ravenna improves to 8-2 with a 54-44 win over Donovan Trumbull. And they will host Wood River tomorrow, head to Ansley-Litchfield on Saturday, and back home to take on Minden next Tuesday. And after that Minden game, they will play 5 consecutive games on the road. And that's the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, see them today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then be back for a battle of top 10 teams, 7-1 Ravenna, 6-1 Donovan Trumbull. Also, the Kearney Catholic